Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you.
This is going to be a lot of fun. He is the best in the business. He's with fanball.com. Paul Charchian joins us every Thursday at this time to talk about fantasy. And my God, do we have a lot to talk about today. Paul, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What to do with Le'Veon Bell at this point, right?
Of course. Hey, how about this? I saw one of my buddies tweeting this out last night. He was in his one more draft he was in last night, right? And he wanted to know where, like, is Bell going to go? This is late at night last night out here on the West Coast. That he went fourth overall, and the guy drafting was stunned that he was still available at number four.
I polled all of my 60,000 Twitter followers last night saying, if you are drafting tonight, tell me where Bell is going, because I want to know, you know, get a sense of in America what the level of panic is. Here's the apparent level of panic. None.
What?
And I don't understand that. Yeah. I'm in a panic. These people aren't, because he's going 3, 4, 5, 6. No, he's not dropping out of the first round for anybody.
Oh, that's crazy.
It is crazy, just based on what we know today. And granted, it's an extremely fluid situation. For all we know, he could show up today. But based on what we know right now, there is a very real chance Le'Veon Bell does not play until week 10.
Yes.
He has to get his mandatory 6 games in so that he gets an accrued year and can become a free agent. That's a very real scenario. And we're already dealing with a guy who, as we saw last year, was somebody that was very likely to have a slow start after missing training camp, was going to share time with James Conner, and also was at a heightened risk of injury because he missed all of training camp. You roll all that together, I can have Antonio Brown instead. You know, with no risk on the same team. It's absurd that he's still going in the first round.
Yep, but what the agent said yesterday,
That was the most alarming thing to me, the agent.
Well, how about the
charge?
How about the offensive lineman ripping him?
Yes. You know, we block for this guy. We open up holes for him, and I'm making 1/7 of what he's turning down. Those are stinging comments from his own teammates that will either motivate him to come in or further disenchant him with the team and, you know, drive him further away. This thing is so volatile. And for the, you know, there's a handful of people that haven't drafted yet. Just avoid, or go get James Conner, who, you know, you can get James Conner right now. He's still going off the board crazy late. I asked that question on Twitter as well. He's still going off the board in rounds 10, 12, undrafted. I just don't know if they're just dumbass leagues out there or if people just don't understand how this is all potentially going to go down. But the fact that you can get Conner that late is ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you, I had one of my other drafts on Tuesday night, and I wanted him. I thought this news obviously hadn't surfaced yet, Charge. And Conner,
right.
I thought I could
pull
like in the 13th or 14th round, I believe it was, and he went like 2 picks ahead of me. And now, I mean, you can still get him in the 10th, did you say?
Yeah, 10th. But here's the thing. Not only does Bell cost you this first-round pick, you now have a mandatory handcuff, and you have to use an earlier pick than anybody would take him because you have to get that handcuff, right? So if you think in your case, Mitch, and it's the 10th round where he was going, now I have to reach around, and I got to take him in the 9th or the 8th to make sure. Yeah, you know, so he costs you, really, Le'Veon Bell not only costs you your first-round pick over other people that have virtually no risk, he also costs you a mid-round pick that could be a solid contributor to your team as well.
I think you're spot on. By the way, so for fantasy purposes and for daily fantasy purposes, I should say, we can't play that out here in the state of Nevada. I think the easy thing is going to be, well, I'm just going to take James Conner, but I would avoid that, right, in daily, because everybody's going to take James Conner this week.
Well, this is the problem. This is what forces you into having, you know, 20 lineups, is because if you don't have James Conner, and he has a great game, and you're the only one that didn't take him at what will be the minimum salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, now you're the one guy without him. And then there's the flip side, which is exactly what you're saying. Everybody's going to have James Conner. I have to diversify my lineup. It depends on how big of a contest you're entering. If you're entering a big contest with thousands of participants, then James Conner doesn't make sense because half of the field's going to have him, and you have to find ways to distinguish your team. If it's a small contest, the three of us are playing head-to-head,
then
I think Conner makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. You said stay away from McKinnon, period, and now he's out for the year. What do you do with those running backs in San Francisco?
Mostly avoid. You know, so we think it's going to be a combination of Morris and Breida. A little bit like Shanahan used Freeman and Coleman in Atlanta. But the problem is neither one is nearly as good as those two guys. I mean, the talent level is fractionally as good. Morris, I thought was done 3 years ago with the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And hasn't done much since then. And, you know, Matt Breida looks like he's maybe got a little bit of a more dynamic game to him. But neither catches passes. So the neither is going to help you from a reception standpoint. Kyle Juszczyk will be their go-to, you know, running back receiver as a fullback. So it's, I think mostly we're just going to avoid those guys and just let other people play that game, hoping you guess right as to which running back might have the better game on a week in and week out basis.
I think that's totally fair. It's Follow the Money, SiriusXM 204, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Paul Charchi and fanball.com, our guests. Let me ask you this, a guy that was a non-first round pick this year, that you would not be surprised looking ahead to 2019, where maybe he's a top five pick or certainly a first round pick. Who would you have pegged in that spot?
What a great question. Let me give you an immediate answer for a guy that I feel pretty strongly about that I think is going to end up making that kind of jump. Alex Collins has a chance to be one of the top five running backs taken. Workhorse, he fits all the criteria. Workhorse back, mm-hmm. three down back, on a team with an offensive line that this year is fully healthy as opposed to last year, and a team that we know wants to run the ball regularly. They don't want Joe Flacco throwing 45 times a game. And the breaking news, dude's good.
Yeah,
he's really good. And so that's one guy that immediately comes to mind. If the Vikings spent their offseason improving their offensive line, which I think they will, by the way. I could see a scenario where, maybe Latavius Murray's gone. Dalvin Cook fits that mold too.
Yeah, I'm super high on Collins this year. I totally agree with you on that. Let me give you one, and you can think I'm ridiculous with this, but
yeah.
Especially in any PPR format, what about Christian McCaffrey? Can he make that big of a leap?
See, I don't know that he can because he's got a quarterback who steals rushing yards and rushing touchdowns, and he's got another running back who steals rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. The guys who are in our top five every year are guys who are workhorse every down ball catching backs. Gurley, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott. These are guys that don't share. And so I don't think that Christian McCaffrey, because he's just got to give up the ball in too many situations, I don't think he cracks like a top five format, even if he has a very good year. And everybody does feel pretty good that he's going to have a good year. He's my number 12 running back right now.
Okay, fair enough. What about the tight end position? We all know this. It has a couple of different tiers this year, but at the very top, like usual, tight ends are at a premium, in my opinion. Anything here with Antonio Gates for people that want to just wait and wait some more? Is Gates going to be a factor at all? And how do you see, other than Keenan Allen, who's going to get a lot of those targets from Phillip Rivers this year?
I'm nervous about Gates. He's slowed down so much. I mean, just the speed isn't there. He's an easy cover. And, the best thing for him is he will run the right route. He'll catch the ball. He'll catch a catchable pass. He will catch. But I don't think he does much more than that. He's not effective after the catch anymore. So for Gates, you're basically – and he's low volume guy now. And even if you push together Hunter Henry's numbers and Antonio Gates' numbers from last year, he's still shockingly low volume. So I think you're really, with Gates, you're going to be hoping for a touchdown on his three catches every game. And when you don't get it, he's going to hurt you. So I would be cautious there. The better play is Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Early first round pick of last year, missed most of a season on and off with all kinds of injuries. Looks like he's ready to blossom this season. I've got Williams in a bunch of my leagues, and I'm really excited about the prospect of him being a starting wide receiver on what should be a very good offense for the Chargers. And by the way, great matchup in week one against this totally rebuilt and you know, really much worse secondary for the Chiefs. And Eric Berry, we thought he was going to come back for this one. He probably will not play on Sunday. So I love all the Chargers in this. Actually, I like guys for both teams, but I really like Chargers in week one.
Every Thursday, Paul Charchian, follow him on Twitter, Fanball, and LeagueSafe.com. VEASAN, SiriusXM 204, Paulie and Mitch. Mitch thinks Brady could throw to Paul Allen and Paul Charchian, and he put up numbers. Is this his worst wide receiving cast that he's had? And what are you doing with Brady, and what do you make of the running back situation in New England?
Yeah, I bet if you most listeners right now, if I challenged you to say who are the starting three wide receivers, and they play three receivers, you know, most teams play three most of the time, who are they for the Patriots? I bet most listeners are one deep, and if they're two deep, they're mistakenly forgetting that Julian Edelman's on suspension. So I mean, they're not thinking about Philip Dorsett and Cordarrelle Patterson as your other two starting receivers right now, and this is why Gronk could be just sitting on a monster season. You know, we know what Chris Hogan brings, the field stretching speed, and he also sitting on potentially a great season because Hogan and Gronk have got the familiarity in the years with Brady. They're always going to be in the right spot. They know what to do. Those guys are going to be sitting in a great spot. Here's a tip for your listeners. If I had to pick one player that's on the waiver wire right now, who I think is going to be next week's hot pickup that everybody's going to be trying for, Philip Dorsett. I think he's got a great chance to be that guy. And if you go get him now, you got a reasonable chance that you will have one-upped your league on the waiver wire for next week.
Is that because of the matchup against Houston, or you just like him in general because Brady's going to be throwing the football?
Well, both. Yeah, both. You know, we know this team's going to pass a lot anyway, and you know, they have virtually no choice but to throw to him. And you know, as defenses are trying to cover Hogan with his speed, Gronkowski with all the crazy mismatches that he has with his size-speed combo, Philip Dorsett's going to spend a whole game in single coverage, and there are going to be opportunities for him to he's already got explosive speed, doesn't have size, but he's got explosive speed. There's going to be games where he's really good, and it could be right here in week one.
All right, any star
by the way, owned Philip Dorsett owned it 8% of ESPN fantasy leagues, so available in 92%.
There you go. Is there give us like maybe a star player or two where the matchup is not favorable for them this week?
Yeah, and there are a couple of those, actually. And I'll begin with some, by the way, terrible week for tight ends outside of Gronkowski. Tough matchup for Zach Ertz tonight. Don't love him. Travis Kelce, tough matchup with the Chargers. A couple of running backs that I'm nervous about for a variety of reasons. Ezekiel Elliott's offensive line, total question mark.
Yep.
Not sure what he's going to be able to do. Saquon Barkley, my number two running back right now overall for the season, opens with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know, obviously that's going to be a very tough matchup as well. Leonard Fournette has got to beat Snacks Harrison for the Giants. That's a tough matchup. He's running back number seven. So there's a handful of guys, you know, that I am nervous about. And I think like a lot of people, I don't see a ton of scoring coming in tonight's game.
Okay, where are you at with some of the lower level, maybe running backs that we're taking around 6, 7, 8, 9 for this week? Like a Peyton Barber comes to mind, a Rex Burkhead weeks ago when he was taken for the Patriots, some other guys that might be on some decent weeks.
Yeah, I've got, let's hit on some of the names you brought up. I've got Peyton Barber sitting at number 18 among running backs as he faces New Orleans. You know, my biggest worry is that New Orleans gets way up against a bad Tampa Bay defense and, you know, they can't run that much. You know, fortunately, Ronald Jones is a utter and total non-factor. So, I mean, we love that part.
How about that, by the way?
Let's remember, Peyton, yeah.
Are you shocked by that?
I didn't think that he was an awesome talent coming out of college, but I thought he was a good enough talent that he would have emerged here, but he was awful. He averaged 0.8 yards per carry in the preseason. Terrible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a, he's a total non-factor. And I'll remind people, Peyton Barber finished last year as the starter and looked pretty good. He averaged 90 yards and a touchdown per game over the final month of games. And Marshawn Lynch has got a nice matchup with the Rams. He's running back number 20 as a middle tier guy. One of my favorite sleepers on the season and in week one, Chris Thompson for the Redskins. I'll remind people who may have forgotten how good he was last year before he broke his leg roughly early November. he went down as, depending on your scoring system, running back 11 or 12 overall in all of fantasy football when he broke his leg. Chris Thompson, because of the pass catching and the dynamic running that he was bringing, they've already announced that Adrian Peterson will be the starter, but Thompson's going to get work early and in that same kind of role last year, not as the starter. He was super effective, and this is a good opportunity against Arizona. So I like him as well. He's running back number 22.
I think I heard this last week. Thompson, before he was injured, if you want to really break it down, if you go fantasy points per touch, he was second only to Todd Gurley when he went down with the injury.
I think that's right. I think I've seen the same thing. That's how, and very, very quietly. You know, he didn't play at all in the preseason, so he's just way off everybody's radar because he's trying to fully recover from the broken leg. Don't know how much work he'll get right away in week one, but just, boy, full season, I would much rather have Chris Thompson than Adrian Peterson or any of the other running backs in Washington.
Oh, 1,000% agree. Charge, who do you have going to the Super Bowl this year?
I've been doing radio here in the Twin Cities for 24 years. Never picked the Vikings to win it all until now.
Oh,
I think. Yeah, it feels like it's all coming together. I know this is the only thing that isn't right with this team is the offensive line. But I can pick apart every team in the NFL.
Yes,
because every team in the NFL has got similar, if not dramatically more problems. The Vikings defense, which was number one in points allowed last year, number one in yards allowed last year, added Sheldon Richardson, George Iloka, and a first round pick into that defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, the defense is insanely stacked. Purple people eaters quality defense for the Vikings. Then you do what I feel is a sizable upgrade at quarterback. Dalvin Cook comes back healthy. Diggs and Thielen are right in the primes of their careers. The whole Vikings team, outside of the offensive line, is just ready to explode and be potentially a devastating force. So yeah. I like them. And then it's sad, it's so chalky, but the Patriots, the Patriots are going to have, they've got six easy, easy wins in their division, and they will have home field throughout the playoffs. They don't lose with home field in the playoffs. So I've got Vikings, Patriots, and I think the Vikings are going to go beat Tom Brady.
Wow.
Well, we're in the same boat. I have the Vikings as well. I have Vikings and the Chargers in the Super Bowl.
Wow. Chargers defense, sneaky, great.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And, this offensive line that has limited them for years looks like it's finally healthy, and it looks like it's a higher talent level, tons of receiving options, even without Hunter Henry. It's you can make a case for the Chargers to get there in a wobbly AFC. That is a makeable case for sure. What about you, Pauly?
Steelers, Packers. That was before the Bell news. Are you there?
Steelers could still get there.
Yeah.
Steelers could easily still get there. You know, I don't want to hear Packers, and I don't think they can get through the Vikings.
You want to hear it.
Great stuff.
I don't want to hear it. But it's Aaron Rodgers, right? You could it's Aaron Rodgers. Okay. You don't even have to validate your pick. That's what's so upsetting about that.
No, I think wait a second.
I'm taking the Packers.
No, I think I had the Saints. I think I screwed up. I think it was Steelers-Saints, actually. I think I had the Packers to win the division.
That's a better pick.
Yeah, that's right. I had the Saints.
Better pick.
Yeah, I was confused, right.
How many leagues are you in, by the way?
Oh, no.
Well, because I've added a bunch of leagues, I'm trying all these new ways to play, right? So I'm trying the Guillotine League and the Thievery League. So I've added all these leagues, and I pared it down to four. Now I'm back at eight. So, this is what we do. We love it.
Of course it is. Good luck with all of them. And tell her, you still have this excellent. I mean, this is a great offer for our listeners. A great league that's only week one and only for the radio audience, correct?
Correct. Let me back up. I've created a free $5,000 week one contest just for our listeners. And you can't get to it any way else other than knowing what I'm about to tell you, the secret way in. This is the only way you get to know. And all you have to do is create an account and build a roster for week one. No strings attached, no credit card needed, no nothing else. And you go to fanball.com/radio. You can't get to it any other way. Fanball.com/radio. I will add funds to your account and then go put that money into this contest because this is the best way you can spend that money. Mm-hmm. You can spend it anywhere on Fanball technically, but put it into the $5,000 week one contest. Fanball.com/radio.
You're the best. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Well done.
On Twitter at Paul Charchian. Follow the money, SiriusXM 204, and the VEASAN app will have some in-pocket plays and talk to Gil. He's back. That's next.
More of Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard is on the way.
Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.